BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
It's the Dork Podcast. With Rich Keith. It's the Dork Podcast. Ryan Davis. It's the Dork Podcast. Hashtag. It's the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Hashtag Dork. Them Thrones boys are back. The podcasting triarchy is here. Keith, Davey, and Shime for the penultimate episode of season 3, House of the Dragon. Fellas, how are you?
I'm great. Coming to you from beautiful Weirs Beach, Laconia, New Hampshire.
Excellent.
Hell yeah.
Good spot. A fun spot.
25,000 tickets at Fun Spot and counting.
Oh, woo! My God. What are you going to get? A back scratcher and a bouncy ball? What are you going to get?
That's right.
Whoopee cushion?
They have a, this is funny, they have like a toaster that's a hot dog toaster. There's like two slots for hot dogs and like a hot dog bun, and it's like 12,000. I'm like,
does it have like this, the rollers?
No, it's like two tubes, like straight down.
Oh,
it's
interesting.
Just, yeah, hits it with the coils. I'm going to get a hot dog toaster. I'll get a picture of it and show it to you. I'll put it.
Can I borrow that?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like, oh, you got some hot dogs? Yeah. Got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I got one or two.
I got a whole bunch of hot dogs. I just need to grill up. That's what I got to do. I got to toast them. Toast those dogs. What's the circumference on that?
Don't stick anything in it. It's not a hot dog.
I should be fine. I should be fine.
You'd be fine.
Got any sausage toasters? They're like, no, you don't need that either. Before we get into this episode, this is an email I meant to read last week, Shime. This is so following episode or leading into episode 6, William emailed us dorkpodcast@gmail.com. He said, "Hey, dorks, I know Sir Criston Cole is playing Eeyore right now, but don't count him out. He was the one who unhorsed Daemon at the Heirs tournament, and it was Rhaenyra that promoted him to the Kingsguard. He said he's going down fighting for himself. I think he might cause some mischief yet."
Can Signed, we send Bill. This into freezing hot takes?
No, hold on. 1 hour later, he emailed and said, "Well, shit."
Good on you, Bill.
I was like, well said. He literally, the timestamp's hilarious. It's 5 minutes before the episode aired. He sent that email. And then 5 minutes after the episode, "Well, shit."
I know I wasn't here last week, and forgive me. I was seeing Spider-Man with Goo, but
all good.
And Mac and Goo. But did you have like the, in your head, did the Ace Ventura three darts is too much? Yeah.
I was like, this fucking poor guy. He like was badass for 30 seconds and then just got destroyed by arrows.
I was so excited because I was like, yep, see, I was right. This guy can kick ass and then just toast.
Yeah.
I just love how bored, like Roddy the Ruin look during that whole thing. He's just like, God damn it.
It's like, dude, is this really what you're going to do?
Just get out of the way.
Our guy Josh in the chat also emailed. He said he caught the last episode. This is going back to the week before. He said, "Alice unboxed the dragon eggs for Aemon." He goes, "I immediately presumed them to be witchcraft eggs and not the genuine article. I think she's got her eye on the prize, which is still Harrenhal, and Aemon is her ticket. Even when he touched the eggs and said they're warm, I was thinking, no chance, that's a spell, dude. She can witchcraft some heat for sure. I even think she dismissed Vhagar somehow. Anyway, my prediction about this season being practically compass was wrong. It's better than that." So
nice.
Interesting that what do you think of the idea of Vhagar being kind of missing and leading back to Alice in some way? I kind of like it.
Almost like she is repelling Vhagar away from Aemon to keep him separated from his dragon type thing. Is
something,
that
something like that, separating the two a little bit, sort of make like weaken him a little bit. Maybe he's a little bit easier to manipulate.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
I don't know. Also, on a little bit of a down note, Josh also emailed us to say he had to close down his business. He had the meat business, and he asked if we could do him one favor, and he just wanted to hear this.
You're going to have problems, just like everything else, but stay positive and stay strong.
I would have to echo those statements.
Definitely.
From Joshua Adams. So hang in there, Josh, man. Sorry that that happened, and hopefully the best is yet to come. Is what I would say.
No doubt. All right,
for this episode, there's a lot going on here in the penultimate episode. What do you say we kind of just go in order of some of the stuff that happened? And I would say Rhaenyra talking to Helaena right off the rip, and Helaena talking about, you know, Aemon had asked her to ride a dragon, and then she said something along the lines of dragons alter you. She's like, do dragons alter you? And that really got me thinking. That was another one of these moments where I like pause it. I'm like, man, like, you see what happens to a lot of these Targaryens, and it's like, is it just the Targaryens, or is there something about dragon riders, and does that kind of fuck with their head long term somehow?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Like, you look at Daenerys, like, you started in Game of Thrones, as soon as she got dragons, she went from this timid kind of passive character to a brutal force. And then, like, even in this show, like, people with dragons, they think they're invincible in a way too. Daemon. Like Daemon, Jacerys, like all of them, like they even Rhaena, like they think because they have a dragon, they become invincible.
Yeah.
And it really does kind of change their entire perspective.
And you think of like secondary characters too, like what's the guy, the
Ulf,
yeah, and even like what's his name, Hugh Hammer's wife is like, I don't want you to have a goddamn dragon, I don't want any of this, like, I just want you to be here, so like, you know,
Viserys became, he was like a good king, he just got kind of sick, but he famously like stopped riding his dragon.
Correct.
Yeah, he had that
big hoss, he had the biggest hoss dragon of all time. It was an old dragon that he's like, all right, I'm done with that, never rode another dragon, and kind of was like as level-headed as it got. So Helaena, who cracked our top six last week in our character power rankings, I would say she's strong to quite strong.
I also think it may just be a Targaryen thing, because like you look at Aegon, the current Aegon, like Daenerys's dad Aegon, who lit King's Landing on fire with wildfire. There were no dragons at that time. So like the argument could be made that it's just like, it's more in the Targaryen blood, and dragons kind of propel it faster and make them go crazy a little bit quicker. But you could also just say that's just what a Targaryen's bound to do.
So I would say two things too, because you see, you know, Helaena has that dream too, where she's on Dreamfire, and she's different, like in that dream too. So that it speaks to that. I don't think she'll get on a dragon eventually, but I don't think she wants to.
I don't think she wants to. I think she's gonna have to. How about Dreamfire with the fucking horns
and purple?
Oh, I like Dreamfire a lot.
Yeah. And my other thing too is, so Alice presents Aemon with 5 eggs. And I always think, are 3 of those eventually end up with Daenerys?
They look like it, but again,
we had mentioned that last week that it's a possibility, but again, like I think it was Josh might have emailed, like maybe it's just a total deception, because you saw this week that Alice can easily decept Aemon.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Also, Helaena mentions, because then they start talking about the dreams. She's like, I think you're like a dreamer. That's what Rhaenyra says. So clearly she wants to be able to use Helaena a little bit. She's kind of screaming at her. Helaena, they're asking like what she saw. And she says she saw a gray man. Is that, are we talking like Night King shit? Or
no, I think she said gray mare, like as in horse.
That's why
it was the horse she was petting off the rip.
Got it.
I think she said gray mare.
Gray mare. Yeah. Okay, that makes more sense. All right, Alicent is on her way to Harrenhal. And before we actually see Alicent at Harrenhal, Aemon thinks that he sees Alicent at Harrenhal, and they start to have sex.
Oh,
Jiminy Christmas.
Come on, man.
This is, even for Thrones, this is a bridge too far. I mean, Now, it's not
her. Get away with it because it's not really her.
It's not her, but they filmed the scene where it's her. And at first you're like, I don't think that's her, but like, whatever. It is Harrenhal. It is Luigi's haunted mansion. And then it turns into Alice. And so he's making sweet, sweet love to Alice. But you're like, good, good gravy. It's got to be on the short list for the.
What the fuck?
Of the season. Like,
oh, absolutely.
When they just sort of had that awkward smooch like three episodes ago, that was one thing. This was just tangling in the sack. You're like, no, get out of here. Then the real Allison does arrive, though. However, let's see. Damon goes to talk to Lady Erin. I just love every time they go there and you're right by the moon door. I just think that's always a good time. Question. Do you think Adam of Hull knows about Alan and Bela?
He fucking does now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It didn't seem like it, but he sure does now.
Yeah. I don't think he was aware of it in the real time. So the guy that Alicent has with him, Sir Adrian, sort of like the bodyguard, he's there, and Aemond immediately just fucking takes him right out. He's like, I don't trust people. We can't trust people here. Just fucking murders him right away.
Was it there are secrets here that I can't let it, no one can know?
Yeah. So if you're Alicent, after you see that, what's the play? Not like what did she do, but like what should she have done after that moment?
Run.
Yeah. I think you got to go. I think you got to get.
Or just decide you're not going to kill Aemond, because if you try to, he's going to get you first. And so like, just don't even bother.
And you're going to piss off the new girlfriend too, which you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
That was a tense dinner.
That was a super tense dinner. Yeah, that was up there with like Walter and Skylar White with
Jesse.
The one with Jesse's drinking the water.
Green beans.
Yeah. Like that one. Yeah, that one was that was intense. Yeah, do you think Aemond believed Allison's story when she showed up? Because clearly Alice did not. Alice is like, she's here to do you harm. Like, she's not what you think. But do you think Aemond was like, but no, Alice is right. But I'm saying, like,
you're right.
But do you think Aemond even considered that? Or is he just like, hey, my mom's here?
I think he's just happy to see his mom. In more ways than one, really, really loves his mom. And so when he realized it was actually her, he's like, oh, I'm so happy she's here. It does become weird to me, though, because like, so Alice starts having sweet, sweet, passionate sex with Aemond, and he throws her off. But then at dinner is like holding her hand and he's like, yeah, we're going to hold Harrenhal together. I'm like, well, then why did you stop having sex with her?
Well, I think it was just because he's, like,
because he got caught off guard of the vision. Okay.
Yeah, I think that kind of probably fucked with his head a little bit. Yeah.
He liked that it. Jarred him a
it's
little
just
bit.
A little role play.
That's a bad role to play.
I mean, he loves it.
He did. He was into that. Ormond, we see him talking with Corlys. So Corlys got snatched up last episode. Now Ormond, who has pretty consistently been our second best character in the power rankings, he's talking to Corlys. Now, is he trying to swam to their side, I guess? Or does he know that, I mean, I guess he's trying, but I don't know if it's going to work.
But also, it seems like he's just, like, fucking with him, too, because he's, like, talking about how shitty the Targaryens are, knowing that his wife was the Targaryen.
Right.
He's, like, gauging him. And I love that Corlys just didn't give a shit with what he was saying. He's like, can I just go back to my fucking cell, please?
Well, because I think Corlys sniffed it out right away. He's like, you don't need me. Like, I don't know why you have me, because as long as I'm here or dead, my guys aren't going to King's Landing, and your plan in King's Landing continues to have success.
Yeah. Then it jumps to Rhaenyra's small council, which I think continues to be the worst small council we've ever seen.
Show.
It's a disaster. You have people that don't either know what they're doing, and literally nobody's on the same page. Just a disaster.
Not to mix universes here, but like the Red Sox front office or like this small council. How can we draw comparisons here? Like, what the fuck is going on? What's happening?
Who's in charge? Who what are we doing? Are we trying to improve the club? What's
like, was it John Henry's just never there anymore? He's in like So he's
he was there
like
today.
Damon, he's just not there.
He's there. He's getting it done today. Big trade deadline.
Oh yeah, I know. But still, I don't want to mix universes, but you know.
No, it's fair. They get news that Sheep Stealer has a rider. So that's a good scene, because then Rhaenyra's like, wait a minute. Like, so Sheep Stealer, you killed the rider of Sheep Stealer. Now Sheep Stealer has a new rider all of a sudden. Like, give me this fucking wild giant dragon has a new rider. And then that's when Massaria is like trying to convince Rhaenyra that Daemon is a liar. That's pretty good stuff. And then obviously it really comes to a head a little bit later on. We get Aegon and his crew trying to go to Braavos, although that doesn't seem to really be working for him.
Way too far away, right?
That's a hike. It's a hike.
I looked on the map. I'm like, man, you're not making it there.
Nah,
they're basically like Rook's Rest, and they have to. It's basically it's like this cross country trek that they have to make without anyone recognizing him. Like, you're not going that far.
Yeah, you're like, it's gonna be a long journey. They got Lannister though with them. Then you get to that crazy dinner scene. Allison's talking about how Rhaenyra has six dragons. Although we'll talk about that too coming up. I don't really know about that. Let's see what else. Aegon. Let's get to Aegon here. Aegon's last stand. He basically is like, all right, enough is a fucking enough. I gotta stop. I don't care. I'll die. Like, I just need to, like, I can't go out like this. I don't want people thinking that Aemon killed me, and I don't even care anymore. His Laerys is like trying to like talk him out of all this stuff, but Aegon's like, enough is enough. And he's like, I'm just gonna go out my way.
He hits him with I don't even want to be around anymore.
Pretty much. Yep. He's like, what's the point? What even is this?
Yeah.
Jumping ahead a little bit. So you finally get when shit's about to hit the fan. Aegon is there with Laerys, and then this whole army shows up. And there's what, like 1,000 of them?
There's a lot.
I think they said, didn't they say like 20,000?
20,000.
Oh, shit. Okay. So there's 20,000. They're like, all right, bud, who are you? And then he's like, I'm fucking Aegon Targaryen. And they're like, what? And they're laughing at him. And he's like hyping the place up. I'll tell you what, compared to Sir Criston Cole's hype speech from 2 weeks ago, garbage trash. It's a hype speech. This one, you could play this at an arena. He got the people going. Also helpful is the return of Sunfire, the resurrection of Sunfire, which
he knew.
Let me say right now, I was kind of sniffing this out. Aegon knew. I kind of like, I think Aegon might be onto something. He fucking comes back from the dead. We'll do this at the end of the episode. I feel like you can make a case for him being the new number one. He skyrockets to number one.
Aegon or Sunfire?
Sunfire.
Oh, yeah.
Sunfire's back from the dead, and he wiped out that entire army.
Just friggin' cooked them all.
With half a face.
Torched everybody. He looks just like Aegon. The two of them together are like a couple of Harvey Dents. And I'm like, this guy was left for dead, and now he's back.
Dollars,
I don't have to make the case yet, but I'm
touch him. He touched him twice. That's $2.
Yeah, yeah.
Two hands on him. It's $2.
Well, so now that you've seen him resurrected, I'm curious to see where they go from here. Because so in the books, he is alive after that battle at Rook's Rest, but he like has like an injured wing and can't fly.
Oh, interesting.
Ground dragons, like a tank.
Yeah, so exactly. He's basically like a ground tank for a while, just spitting fire. So I'm curious to see if that stays true or if they change that up and it's just, he was super injured and now he's back from the dead.
I even like the idea of like he was super injured, but then his dragon rider kind of like that bond sort of resurrected him. I also saw a great tweet somebody had that they were like, Sunfire was pretty much dead the whole time. Aegon was just acting like a pussy, and then as soon as he like fucking showed some fight, Sunfire came alive.
Yep.
There were also some comparisons that I saw online that made me laugh to Fire Marshal Bill. Both of them, which I thought was really funny.
Yeah, that's about right.
But going back to, I want to say this before I forget, but like going back to Laerys too, like one of the things that I love about Laerys is like how self-aware he is when he's like, listen, I could stay here and hold my ground with you guys, but I'm fucking useless. Like,
I'm a cripple, bro.
And then Aegon's like, yeah, just go. And he's like, all right, I'll sing songs for you.
Yeah. Like, I will tell your tale.
He's like, get the fuck out of here, man.
It is great though. Like the moment where you see the first guy in the army kind of like look up slightly and you're like, oh hell yeah. Cause you know, it's not Aegon. Aegon himself is not intimidating. He's going on and on. He's like putting on a good speech, but you're like, oh shit, this is happening. And then lo and behold, there's
that is a good point though, because he stopped like complaining and he's like accepted what was, and he stopped like hobbling around and pretending like he was hurt, and he's just like, fuck it. And that's a good point, whoever made
they that. They really played with that whole like connection between the dragons and the Targaryens, because like you question it. It's like, do they actually change people? It's like, maybe this is another example of it does. And then like you see later too, like the connection between Daemon and Caraxes, like Caraxes fucking loves Daemon.
I think that is clearly the best rider dragon combination. I think that the only dragon that'll actually listen to every word said by their rider is Daemon Caraxes.
I think too, Aemond and Vhagar. Like everything we've seen from them is Aemond has full control over Vhagar.
Good one. Yeah.
And it's also it's more, I'm starting to see it as less a connection, more an extension. So it's whoever that person is, like that's who the dragon is. And Daemon is very confident in what he's doing. He feels most confident when he's fighting, right? So does Caraxes. So Caraxes is an extension of him. Whereas Sheepstealer is very unstable, much like Reyna is at this time. And you have everyone else still trying to kind of figure it out.
Yeah. Well, it's a little on the nose, but Helena being paired with Dreamfire, and she's a dreamer, you know.
Directly on the nose.
Yeah, it's very much on the nose.
It also makes sense that Rhaenyra's dragon gets wounded as she's wounded by everyone around her. Yeah. So it's like an extension of who the character is, right?
Yep.
I'll tell you, I know what we're getting into with this show and probably the finale and next season. I can't deal with dragon on dragon fighting, man. That four-way dragon fight, I was like, come on, like just team up again. Like, what are we doing? And I know Sheepstealer went rogue. This is on Sheepstealer. Sheepstealer is getting his comeuppance because he was kind of acting like a prick. And so a little bit. Yeah, he kind of made a real mess of things. And then he killed thousands of people in a dragon. But then like that fight and like the sounds they're making, and you're like, oh god damn it. Like, I don't like this at all. So let me ask you this. Is Sheepstealer dead?
No. He scuttled off.
Okay, I don't think so either. I think Sheepstealer's alive. And now I'm wondering, even if Sheepstealer's really banged up, could Reyna get with him and fucking bring him back from the dead like Aegon did?
Yeah, I mean,
if they let her out of the castle.
Good point. She's locked up right now. But
when we've seen the connection between the dragons and the riders, like, Sheepstealer could just fly to where Reyna is.
That's going to say, he might come to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely might. He definitely might. Yeah, but that was intense because you had Caraxes and Daemon, you had Rhaenyra and Syrax, you had Adam and Sea Smoke, and then you already had Reyna off Sheepstealer. So it's just like Sheepstealer versus those three, and it was a bit of a fucking calamity. I felt bad for Sheepstealer, but I'm sure we'll see him again, or her. Alicent, so then after that four-way dragon fight, Alicent does try to spike the wind of Aemond, and we'll see how that goes.
That was such a funny scene too, where he like is stumbling into the kitchen and he's like, Alice, and then like pass out, and she goes, oh, you fucking idiot.
You fucking idiot. She's like, I knew exactly what this was gonna be.
I told you this was gonna happen.
So let's see. Then Bela visits Reyna and says, you know, you can begin anew. Alan, that was Corlys's finger, I assume, that Alan receives. Right. Yep, so he receives that.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Helena dreams of childbirth and riding Dreamfire and then torching the throne. We sort of referenced that.
They take her baby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intense. Rhaenyra and Massaria have a little bit of a squabble and then also sex.
Yep.
Did this feel, this felt like an olive branch for what they put us through at the beginning of the episode. Like that was gross.
Here's the good stuff.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Yeah,
right. Maybe we. Everybody this is an apo- that felt like an apology in some.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you get Ulf talking to Ormond. So you already knew Ulf was going to be a real shit dump. You could not trust Ulf. This was the problem with like opening up to like tryouts for the dragon. You're like, we're not all Targaryens anymore. We're not all on the same page. We don't know if we could trust these people. I think they kind of lucked into it that like Adam seems legit. I think for the most part, Hugh is, although I wouldn't put him at 100%.
No, he might take off.
It's possible. Well,
especially because his wife is in Tubbleton.
That's what I'm saying.
He might take his dragon and go with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty shit. But I mean, Ulf will definitely do what's ever best for him, and he'll play both sides. And then so Ormond already has a full read on him, and he can be like, because Ulf's like, oh, I want like a castle. He's like, castle. He's like, how about Driftmark? And he's like, oh, all right.
Maybe. Sold.
Yep.
But I love how there's the guy who just like, whoever's going to give him beer.
Yeah.
Who he's going with. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So a couple questions I have. Sunfire and Aegon are back. So they looked like they were almost off the chessboard. They are now both back. But he hates Aemond and Vhagar. Mm. The whole realm thinks that those two killed these two. So, like, you can't put them on Team Green.
Oh, right? See, I disagree. I think what you saw from Aemond this episode was, like, he kind of was like, yeah, I don't want the throne. I'll stay here in Harrenhal. And you've seen now for multiple episodes the guilt he has over the fact that his brother might be dead and, like, he might be the major reason why. And so I think if Aegon was to kind of come back into the fold, Aemond would kind of like stand by his side and be like his bannerman.
But wouldn't Aegon, they would have to have some sort of conversation about this. Otherwise, it's just they're all like dragon fight. Like, I think if Aegon came across, I don't think he would be, I don't think they would be on the same side. But you're right. If Aemond's like, I don't want it, but that didn't go great the last time he was on Sunfire and they were together. And then what's happened since then, I feel like he's almost as rogue as like Sheepstealer would be.
Oh, interesting.
We don't know the mental state of a dragon missing half of a head. So
No. That could change things. Change things.
We also just don't even know where Vhagar is. Vhagar is just kind of off in the wind.
That's true. Well, Shyam probably knows from the books, but Davey, any speculation on where Vhagar is? We haven't seen him in a long time.
I think I'm kind of with Shyam. It might have something to do with Alice. It might have something to do with her.
I like that theory.
Somehow keeping him away, or maybe her woodland people are keeping him captive.
Mm-hmm.
Like he went into a cave to like sleep or something, and they like boarded it up, or you know, or like Waldemar.
It's just such a such a big dragon, and everybody on Rhaenyra's side has been looking for him.
Nobody can even find him.
Right.
Well, they keep saying like we're a day behind him. We're a day like, because they keep finding dragon shit all over the place, but they think it's his, so they're like tracking this. But it could be Sheepstealer that they're looking for. I feel like
even Daemon's found like Sheepstealer a couple of times and has been like, what the fuck is this guy doing out?
Yeah, but I think they're actually like the dragon they're tracking is actually Sheepstealer and not Vhagar.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's true. But, like, we talked about the bond that these riders have with the dragons, and for Vhagar to leave Aemond in, like, an unfamiliar place, something had to happen.
I think he's right under his nose. I think he's there.
Yeah. It has to be because of, like, Alice or Harrenhal, where he's just like, Vhagar's like, I'm just going to stay away for now. You let me know when you need me.
Yeah.
Or, like I said, the woodland people have, like, captured him.
Yeah.
Possible.
Or, like, poisoned him or something.
All right, last week on our power rankings, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see him now. Oh, actually, you can't see. Hold on a second. You can't see Shyam's face now. All right, here we go. Last week, House of the Dragon, Season 3 character power rankings were as follows. We had Daemon Targaryen, number 1. We had Ormond Hightower, 2. Alice Rivers, 3. Sir Gawain Hightower, thanks to a big episode, was 4. Helaena Targaryen was 5. Allen of Hull was 6. Others receiving votes were Sheepstealer, Aemon Targaryen, Lord Oscar Tully, Lady Jane Arryn, Ulf the White, Alysanne Black Alley Blackwood, who shot and killed Sir Criston Cole with arrows, and the Vulture King, who was referenced, and I was just completely distracted by. No, sadly, no Vulture King episode or reference this episode, but. All right, so I already spoiled it earlier, but for the first time, I am at least nominating to the group a new number one. I think anytime a character returns from the dead and in such dramatic fashion, my nomination is for Sunfire number 1.
They got to at least spend a week at number one just for coming back from the dead.
Well, so I have a proposition.
Okay, yeah, hit me. I'm open to anything. Go ahead.
What I think this might be the first week where we could have a full top six of dragons. We've got six different dragons in this episode, even though one of them was like very minimal. But like number one, I feel like Sunfire right at the top. Mm-hmm. Number two, Caraxes was great. Number three, Sheep Stealer. Number four, maybe Cyrax. We got Adam's Silverwing. And then we did get Bayla's.
No. It's Sea Smoke, I think. I think it was.
Oh, Sea Smoke. That's right.
I think Sea Smoke.
And then Bayla is Silverwing, right?
I think Bayla might have Silverwing. I also, we did get
Dreamfire.
A look at Dreamfire. The first look at Dreamfire.
So like there's a chance that we just go six dragons or we go like four dragons and a couple people.
All right. So I would say our list from Alan didn't do a whole lot.
No. And he just got cucked by his own brother. So
yeah, get him out.
Yeah. Alan, I would say is out. I would say Sir Gawain Hightower, good episode last week. Didn't really do much this week.
Yep.
So he's probably
he's trying
out.
To spin the kid now. He's trying to like work the
he's
kid
trying to help
bit.
Darren as best he can.
Yeah.
So I think Damon, Orman, Alice, and Helena are probably still the four best human characters.
But Caraxes and Sunfire being Caraxes kicked ass this week.
Yeah.
Dude, honestly, we haven't given Caraxes enough credit. We've mentioned a few times where she's given Damon shit for, like, remember when he brought all the gold on and she's like, this is kind of heavy. Like, the fuck?
Like, well, and then she's like bathing. She's just like lapping up water in the lake. And then she like throws a fit when they're looking for Sheep Stealer the first time.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Caraxes
she's
has
looking
been
at him like, what the fuck?
Best.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. It's the one time she didn't listen to him. He's like, no, you need to see this.
Yeah.
I mean, remember he was like yelling at her and he's like, no. And she like parked herself. He's like, no, this is where you need to be right now.
I know. So I would still say I can't put Rhaenyra in the top six. I can't Allison in the top six.
Nope.
I think Caraxes and Sunfire. Put them where you want, but they're going to make the top six.
I like Sunfire one, Caraxes two.
I like it.
Maybe Sheep Stealer three. He was fighting three other dragons by himself and then kind of got away. And then maybe we go Damon down to four, Ormond five, Helena six, or you like Alice over Helena?
No, I think Helena had a stronger episode than Alice this week.
I do too. And she's given,
and I feel like we have to
girlfriend.
Yeah, Rhaenyra we have to penalize too. Alice for like making us watch Aemon have sex with his mom.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't care for that. I wish that didn't happen.
Also, I would also like to give a vote to Missaria.
Okay.
Who was like, I fucking told you about Damon and you didn't listen. Mm-hmm. And she also had that great scene with the madam there who was like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Yep.
That was a good scene.
Not a bad thought, King Torbjorn in the chat.
Aegon had such a good episode.
Aegon was really good this episode.
Top to bottom, he was great.
So let's go. Let's just to fill out the graphic. I like what we just had for six, but let's do the others receiving votes. Let's throw Aegon in there. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw Alice in there.
Okay.
Because we're bumping her from the six, but I think she's still in the receiving votes.
I love that name, Black Alley, though. I love that.
Dreamfire. So I say Dreamfire receiving votes.
Yep. Does Cyrax get a vote? Even though she basically just showed up and got hurt?
No, not yet. Okay. I don't think so. I don't think she did enough. I don't think she did enough. Similar to her rider. I don't think is doing quite enough right now. I think that's fine. If we just have three receiving votes, I think that's good.
Yeah.
All right, finale thoughts. What are we expecting for the finale? Do we lose a couple dragons? Yeah, we lose a couple more dragons. Lose a couple more people.
I've been waiting all season for the Battle of Tumbleton. They've been building it up. They better give me a friggin' Battle of Tumbleton. If I have to wait until next season for the Battle of Tumbleton, I'm going to scream.
I am expecting a big episode from my man, the Winter Wolves, which is Roddy the Ruin.
Oh, Roddy the Ruin showing up.
I want him to die spectacularly in this.
Yeah, he just might.
And he's going to love it the whole time.
Oh, he's going to be thankful for it.
Thank you for this.
Bathe in the blood of his enemies.
He said in like the preview, they're like, oh, I hope you're prepared to die for the queen. He's like, that's all I want to do. Are you kidding? He's like,
that's what I've been trying to do this whole time.
Are you shitting me? Yeah.
He's like, that's why I'm here. I've been telling you that the whole time.
All right. Quick list of characters. Do they live or die? Rhaenyra
lives.
Yeah. I think has to, although it's Game of Thrones, man. So I guess nobody has to do anything, right? Nobody has to, but I think Rhaenyra lives. Daemon
lives.
I think lives. I think that's the guy you need.
Because they're still doing one more season of this, correct?
I believe so.
Yeah. Then yes.
You got to have those two. Aegon.
Yes.
I feel like he lives too. I feel like he lives only because
you can't resurrect Sunfire just to kill him.
Yeah. This
but he dies like fighting. Like, I think that's what he wants, right? I think that's what Aegon wants, is to die fighting.
See, yeah. I wonder, but I still wonder if, like, more of the Dragon Civil War is next season. And so maybe you lose one or two here, but then it's going to have to be, like, a mega blow-off, and you need as many Dragon Riders as possible.
I feel like Sunfire going down and Aegon going down now, it makes sense, because what else are they going to do?
Yeah.
He can't fly. Like, Shane, if he can't fly, then he's going to die on the ground, which is fine.
Yeah.
Because then Aegon dies in battle. He's remembered the way he wants to be remembered. It's over, right?
What about Gwaine? Jason in the chat says Gwaine. I think Gwaine might get got.
I think Gwaine's going to figure him out. Yeah.
Well, so I wonder, like, is there another? I don't think there's going to be, like, another big bad, right? Like, usually when you're talking about, like, other TV shows or movies, you're like, well, maybe there's somebody on top of that. Like, I still think it's going to be, like, it's going to be, like, the Hightowers versus, like, Rhaenyra and, like, this battle. Maybe trying to get Aegon back. Or
the way they've built up these characters too, like, it feels like there's a chance, like, you know, if we get the Battle of Tumbleton, like, we get the chance that, like, Ormond and Darren and Gwaine are together, and Ormond kind of runs away because he's kind of a pussy, and Gwaine steps in to, like, try and defend Darren and keep Darren safe.
Yeah,
that to me kind of feels like a great way for Gwaine to go out.
That's remember in Ghostbusters when that guy Peck, like, the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man gets, like, toasted. And he just gets, like, doused in marshmallow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he, like, Gwaine falls down. I want that to happen to Ormond, but, like, with dragon shit.
Well, so there has to be a big payoff to him and his sense of smell. Something like,
I just want him to get literally get shit on by a dragon.
There has, like, to be.
That's actually a good call. I would not be surprised at that. Like, if Sheep Stealer just takes a big shit on him and you're like, all right. Like,
just pisses on his head. Like, that would be great. Just drown him in piss.
Do dragons piss? Because we haven't seen a dragon.
They drink water, so I'm healthy getting rid of it. Unless you think they just sweat it all out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they turn it into fire. I don't know. Yeah.
I was just reading a book to Cece about crazy animals, and there's a certain kind of, like, rodent kangaroo. What is it? A jerboa? It does not drink water at all.
Oh,
it doesn't
really?
Need water. It gets all its water source, like, from its food.
It's like the cactus of animals.
Yeah. Yeah, it lives, like, in the desert, doesn't need water. And
I gotta feed cats wet food.
There you go.
Most cats don't drink water.
Interesting.
Milk. They like milk. They I think.
And lasagna.
But they don't drink milk.
They
I've
do
never
like
had a
lasagna
cat.
Though. They get their carbs.
Oh,
lasagna.
They fucking lasagna. Hate Mondays. I would go with. I wonder if Alan goes. He's had a really good season.
Oh, interesting.
And because I think now he is so important to Rhaenyra, he seems like somebody she can rely on. And I feel like most of this series is just about bad shit happening to Rhaenyra. So I feel like. Conversely, Alan,
but it's also like that house has to end here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those are the last three.
Well, he doesn't even have the name, though.
That's what I mean. So
it's,
like,
it's already ended.
Yeah,
yeah. And, like, always the level-headed, like, calm, cool, collected guys always get got.
Yeah, he's got some Ned Stark vibes to him because he's, like, very honorable. This guy, and he's just like fighting the good fight, and you can, like, trust him. And because he doesn't ride a dragon. I don't think he'll be as important next season, but he could be a painful death for this go around. Yeah. All right. Well, looking forward to the finale. That'll be next week. So next Monday around this time, we'll be breaking down the finale of House of the Dragon. You guys can let us know your thoughts. dorkpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram @dorkpodcast. You guys get any final thoughts on this one?
This is a good build up to whatever's coming next. I'm excited. Yeah.
Keep the dragons coming, man. Like, you did a great job with the dragon action in this episode, even though we didn't love the inter-dragon fighting. But keep the dragons coming.
I agree. They look good. I like how they're all different looking, different colors, different sizes.
Ooh, I want some Big Verm next week. That's what I want.
Oh, Big Verm.
Oh, Big Verm. Big Verm. Yeah.
Big Verm, second biggest active dragon, right? Behind
just Vhagar, then Big Verm.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Been playing with my emotions.
Gotta see it. Gotta see it. All right. In the meantime, guys, stay hard and stay curious.
The Hashtag Dork Podcast.